is a young Nepali artist based in Kathmandu. Her work is part of a show by five artists entitled Poems from Home that explores ideas of identity, culture and space. The exhibition is part of the Kathmandu Triennale 2077, Nepal's biggest arts festival that runs throughout the month of March.
I like to explore how the mobile phone and digital technology impact traditional cultures and our daily lives, which then create a new culture.
This fourth edition kicked off in Kathmandu on the first of the month after being postponed several times due to the pandemic. Spread across three historic areas in the city and five exhibition venues, it features 300 works by local and international artists. It includes diverse art forms like multimedia, photography, paintings and installations, and offers guided tours and online viewing. Sharare Bajracharya is a festival organizer. She says her team intends to show how the art community in Nepal has grown.
The curators of this edition have worked is about trying to weave very complex narratives about issues around gender or queer bodies or, you know, indigenous expressions and in mapping and gardens. And what are these narratives around the way we see colonization work and how we see power work and how do we sort of dismantle some of the ways we perceive these things through artists' works? It's very powerful.
The works are in contrast to the mountain landscapes and religious paintings visitors often associate with Nepal. Chiring Sherpa used to create Tibetan Buddhist paintings called thangkas. Today he gives the art form a contemporary take. One of few Nepali artists to feature in prestigious international platforms like the Venice Biennale, Sherpa looks forward to the Kathmandu Triennale.
It's a wonderful experience, and let's see, or let's hope that we can introduce Nepal in a different light than what we have been understood so far through our works.
We're at the Taragaon Museum, a venue for the Kathmandu Triennale. The works displayed here celebrate the diversity and explore the connections between local and global communities while they reject the exoticization of the Himalaya as a mythical utopia.
As Nepal's vibrant art community grows, artists say it's important to continue conversations between traditional and contemporary art forms to present a realistic portrait of Nepal today. Ramya Thalimbu, Al Jazeera, Kathmandu.